Shalom, this is Yahya Dabiri speaking to you from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting Israel. We are speaking to you from Jerusalem on behalf of Kosher 101.9, a radio around the world that is located in Carlsbad, New Mexico. We are located in Jerusalem and our website is britam.org. There you may find references and articles that discuss at length the points we are about to very briefly discuss, go over. We are going to very quickly summarize the list of biblical proofs that in previous talks we have mentioned, and that previously we gave examples of demonstrating how the proofs were arrived at. At present, we're just going to refresh your memory, or for those who didn't hear the previous talks, just tell them what the previous talks contained. So this talk may be considered either a very brief preview or a very brief summary, whichever way you want, but it's giving an overall picture of what Scripture says concerning the lost in tribes and where they will be in the end times and how they may be identified in our day. The Bible says that the lost ten tribes would be at the ends of the earth, concerning the land of Israel. Concerning the land of Israel being at the center, the lost ten tribes would be at the ends of the earth. They would be at the geographical extremities. They would be in islands. They would also be in peninsulas. They would be associated with Tarshish, with the Atlantic Ocean area. The area of the Atlantic Ocean, the North Sea, would be to the west of the land of Israel. It would also be to the northwest of the land of Israel, to the north and the west, to the northwest of the land of Israel. It would be in the Northland, to the north of the land of Israel. They would be in Australia, the land of Sinim, according to Isaiah 49:8. See our article on the subject and hear our talk dedicated to this, proving that the lost ten tribes would also be in Australia, as well as being in effect in northwest Europe and western Europe and in North America and related areas. It would be in the best places of the earth, those places most conducive to human habitation. It would be associated with the fires in the Isles, meaning Celtic Britain, the British Isles in history. It would be in Zelophath, meaning France, or France and Britain, and that the general area of France. The Lost Ten Tribes would have a substantial proportion of their population in that region. There would also be archaeological evidence as to where they went, tracing their paths of migration from where they will be at the end times back to the land of Israel. And this path of migration exists. Archaeological evidence does show these paths of migration through megalithic monuments and dolmens and related findings that we discuss. The lost ten tribes would also be in several oceans and oceans of the world. They would be in many waters and be counted the most powerful seafaring nation of their time. They would be associated with a bald-headed eagle and with a lion and a unicorn, which is a symbol of Great Britain, whereas a bald-headed eagle is a symbol of the USA. Their historical behavior would be similar to that of Cyrus, the king of Persia, who helped the Jewish people rebuild their land, just as America is helping the state of Israel, helping the Jews return to their land. They would rule over other peoples. Many other peoples would owe their very existence to these peoples, to the Lost Ten Tribes. They would be seafarers. They would be recognizable as a Brit Am, a confederation of peoples. And in the Middle Ages, Brit Am was another name for Britain. There would be a military power, the most powerful military country in the world in their time. It would be the battle axe of the Almighty, or the policeman of the globe, which is an expression applied originally to the British and now applied to the USA. There would be a light to the nations. They would defeat Edom. They will have defeated Germany and Japan and similar nations. They would also be drinkers of alcohol, often to excess. They would be separate from Judah. They would not be part of the Jewish people. They would be not known or recognized by Judah. even though in the end times they are destined to return and reunite with Judah and to be reconciled to Judah, Judah being the present day Jewish people. Right up until the end, Judah would not know who they are, and they themselves would not be conscious of their identity, but nevertheless this would be made known to them. And this is part of what we are doing. We are making known to the Lost Ten Tribes, to descendants of the Lost Ten Tribes, who they are. We are also letting Judah know about it. We are beginning a process that, God willing, will continue. The Lost Ten Tribes will be Christians, according to the Hebrew Bible, according to our understanding of what the Hebrew Bible says. Look, see our articles on the subject. They would be associated with the nations of Gomer, descendants of Gomer. They would be linked up with other nations in Europe, in other words, and have absorbed cultural and linguistic features from these other nations. They would be extremely numerous. Agriculturally, they would be prosperous. They will possess or have control of mineral resources and of also international strategic points, the gates of their enemies, the gates of those who hate them. That would be a major aspect of their international military and foreign policies, as indeed it has been of these nations, especially of Britain, and after Britain today of the USA. They will have historically ruled over Kush, over India and much of Africa, and over Egypt. They will have brought slaves in chains from Africa to their place of dwellings, as happened in North America, as African slaves were indeed brought from Africa in chains across the seas to their present day habitation. Many of their rulers would be descended from the house of David. Many of their rulers or their forms of rulership would be monarchical. They would have monarchs as their heads, and these are the only nations of the world which still have monarchs on the whole. America is a republic, but the other nations, most of the other nations, are ruled by kings, at least formally. Canada is still formally headed by the monarch of Britain. Britain has a monarch. Holland has a monarch. Belgium has a monarch. Denmark has a monarch. Sweden has a monarch, and so does Norway and Iceland. Iceland maybe not. Norway does. Most of the nations are headed by kings. Their ancestral names, such as Hebrew, Iberian, Isaac, Saxon, Sak, Itzak, Ishkuzi, Yaakov, Jacob, that became Yank, and Union Jack, Jock, and, which is a name applied to the Scotch. All these names have biblical connotations, are important in Hebrew scripture, and they are applied to these countries, sometimes as nicknames or sometimes as national terms that were historically applied to them. In Irish and Scottish tradition, their ancestors had various names, often biblical names. One of the names of the earliest ancestor was Israel, which in effect is another form of the name Israel. There were also 70 clan and tribal names of those who went down to Egypt and of those who came out, back out of Egypt, who were important clans and tribal clans within the people of Israel. And these names historically also found amongst these peoples as nations that formed as groups, ethnic groups that settled in the areas of these nations and helped formed their national entities. In addition, the Bible says that they would have certain characteristics that would be associated with them. For instance, Ephraim was a nobility, was characterized by their principal aristocracy. Britain, in which many of Ephraim settled, is known for its House of Lords and for its aristocracy, and is the only country in the world. America, on the other hand, was named after Manasseh. The very name Manasseh means responsible representation, such as is found in the USA, in the USA ideology, in the USA constitution, in the USA way of thinking. Also, the very name America is derived from Mechia, from Hamechiri. It says America is in effect a Latin permutation, a way in which Latin was written in the Middle Ages, or before the Middle Ages actually, when transcribing Hebrew names, That is how they transcribed the Hebrew Menchia, firstborn son of Manasseh. They transcribed it as America. And that is where the, or America, and that is where the name America comes from. So indirectly, or quite, quite directly, the very name America is derived from the term Machia, Machia being the firstborn son of Manasseh. Machia, incidentally, in Hebrew, connotes the principle of capitalism. And capitalism is one of the characteristics of the USA. Other identifying signs, it was said that Zebulun would dwell on the shores of the sea in the Hebrew Bible. Holland dwells on the shores of the sea. Two-thirds of the people of Holland, literally speaking, dwell on the shores of the sea, being located in areas below sea level or needing protection from the sea. That's where they have dikes, walls and dams and so on that protect them from the sea. And they're the only country in the world that does this. And here we find in ancient times a people called Zebulun Goy. In Hebrew, Zebulun Goy means people of Zebulun. And that is how they are called by other people, Zebulun Goy, that was their name. And we do find them in the area of Zebulun. We also have proofs from biblical codes that are statistically incontrovertible, that cannot be denied, as we explain and we discuss on our website with many examples. And these biblical codes also confirm that lost in tribes are to be found in those regions. We have a list of criteria by which we determine which nations do or do not belong to the tribes of Israel, which nations, even though they may fulfill part of the criteria, do not fulfill others, in what cases they may be considered descended from Israel, in which, what cases not. What does the Bible say on this subject? And taking all of these proofs together, only those nations that we spoke of, only those nations, those Western peoples, can be considered to be, in biblical terms, descended from the lost tribes of Israel. Thank you. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit and Broadcasting Israel. Till the next time.